open the door, loser. I know you were in there. I can hear your terrible ending music playing. I said open up! Don't make me report you to the RA for disturbing the peace or something.
Finally. And that music isn't terrible, by the way. It's just adequately mediocre. Whatever, I'm not here to discuss your questionable taste in music. I need to borrow your stats textbook. Mine got damaged. Coffee incident. Totally not my fault. The coffee shop made the lid wrong. Stop looking at me like that. Accidents happen, even to people who exclusively wear black. The coffee stain doesn't even show my clothes, but apparently textbook patients aren't as forgiven. What do you mean, just take it? I can't just take it. I need context. Yeah, context. You take all those color-coded notes like some kind of academic try-hard, so you obviously understand the stuff better. I need you to explain chapter 7 through 9. Right now. Yeah, I'm staying. Deal with it. Your roommate's gone for the weekend, right? Not that I pay attention when you're alone in your room or anything. I just happened to notice them leaving with a suitcase earlier. Pure coincidence, I'm here now. Y'all's room's so organized, it's weird. Where's all the typical college disaster? The empty energy drink cans, the questionable laundry pile? It's almost like you have your life together or something. Must be nice being perfect all the time. I'm not really complimenting you, just making an observation. There's a difference. God, you really think everything's about you, don't you? Okay, so chapter 7, standard deviation. I actually understand most of this part, but there's this one section about... Wait, you made a whole study guide with examples? Color-coded by difficulty level. Ah, that's so incredibly nerdy, like next-level nerdy. The kind of nerdy that's just... That's actually helpful. Shut up, I didn't say it was impressive, just functional. Adequately functional. Why are you sitting so far away? I can't see the book from here. Come closer. Not that close. Just a normal distance. Yeah, that's fine. You smell like vanilla. Is that weird to say? That's weird to say. Forget I said that. It's just your whole room smells like vanilla and books and that specific laundry detergent you use. The one that's supposed to be spring breeze or whatever, but actually just smells clean and comfortable. And I mean, it's giving me a headache. Yeah, too much spring breeze, whatever. Can we just focus on the math? Look, this problem here. A population has a mean of 100 and a standard deviation of 15. If we... Why are you looking at me like that? What do you mean why I always pick on you? I don't always pick on you. I pick on everyone equally. You're not special. Okay, maybe I comment on your outfits more than other people's, but that's only because you wear those oversized hoodies that make you look all soft and comfortable and such an easy target. Like, we get it, you're cozy, no need to rub it in everyone's faces. That didn't come out right. I meant you look stupid. Stupidly comfortable, which is stupid. And maybe I specifically find you in the library every week, but that's because you always take the good spot. Third table from the window, perfect distance from the air conditioning vent, good natural light is the optimal study location, and you monopolize it. No, I don't specifically go there hoping you'll be... I mean, I go there because it's a good spot, and if you happen to be there, which you always are on Tuesdays and Thursdays after your biology class, then I have no choice but to sit nearby and occasionally throw paper balls at your head. Not that I know your schedule, I just... Patterns. I notice patterns. It's a survival skill. Know your enemy and all that. You're not my enemy, though. You're more like... a mild convenience. Mild convenience who happens to have really nice handwriting and always shares their notes, even when I've been mean and... who gave me their umbrella that one time, even though I literally just combed them on teacher's pet and... Ugh! Stop smiling. This isn't... I'm not being nice. I'm stating facts. The objective facts about your adequate qualities as a human being. Chapter 8. Probability distributions. This is where it gets really confusing. And are you even paying attention to the book anymore? What do you mean I'm more interesting than statistics? The book is right here. The exam is in 3 days. We should be focusing on... Stop looking at me like that with those eyes. What eyes? Your eyes. They're all attentive and warm, and the way they crinkle when you smile is really distracting. I mean, annoying. Really annoying. You know what? This was a mistake. I should go. I can figure out stats on my own. I don't need your help or your stupid cozy room or the way you're always so patient with me, even though I probably don't deserve it. No, don't. Don't ask me to stay, because if you ask me to stay, I might actually do it. And that would be really inconvenient for my whole aesthetic. You know, I have a reputation, scary goth girl, leather jacket, combat boots. I can't be seen getting all comfortable in some soft boy's dorm room, even if said soft boy has really nice hands and the smile that makes my stomach do this weird flippy thing that I've WebMD'd 3 times, and it's apparently not a medical condition. It's just... Forget that entire last sentence. Medical privacy. HIPAA rights. You can't ask me about it. Fine, I'll stay. But only because I really do need help with stats. And because your room is quiet. And because when I'm here, nobody else bothers me. It's like a weird sanctuary from all the other exhausting people on this campus. You're not exhausting, though. You're actually really easy to be around. Which is weird, because usually people are terrible and I need at least 3 hours of alone time after any social interaction. But with you, it's different, and I don't know why, and frankly, it's very concerning. I've been thinking about it a lot, actually. Why you're different? At first, I thought maybe you were just really boring, so you didn't require any emotional energy to deal with, but that's not it, because I actually find myself thinking about you when you're not around, which is incredibly inconvenient. Like, I'll be in my room listening to music and suddenly I'm wondering what you're doing, or I'll see something funny and my first thought is I should tell him, then I remember that we're not friends. We're just whatever this is. Are we friends? Don't answer that. I don't want to know. Except I do want to know, but I also don't, because what if you say no? Not that I care if you said no. I definitely wouldn't go back to my room and listen to depressing music for 3 hours. That would be pathetic. Can we just focus on statistics? My grade depends on this. My GPA depends on this. My scholarship depends on this. My ability to stay at the school and keep seeing... I mean, my academic future depends on this. Why are you moving closer? Personal space is a thing, you know, a thing that you're currently violating. Not that I mind. I do mind. I mind very much, even though you're warm and you smell good and your shoulder is touching mine and it's making it really hard to concentrate on anything except probability. Let's talk about probability. We were talking about probability. The probability of an event... occurring given that event V has occurred, like, where's the probability that someone could actually like me? I mean, what's the probability of passing this exam given that I'm studying with you? Stop looking at me like that. Like you actually enjoy spending time with me even though I'm mean to you. Nobody enjoys that. I'm difficult on purpose. It's supposed to keep people away. It's supposed to keep you away. You never leave. You just stay. With your stupid patience and your stupid kindness and your stupid face that I can't stop thinking about. This is your fault, you know? You're not supposed to be nice to people who are mean to you. You're supposed to leave. Everyone else does, but not you. You keep showing up and being understanding and making me feel things that I specifically try to avoid feeling. No, I'm not crying. My eyes are just allergic to feelings, which I'm not having. Shut up. I hate this. I hate that you make me feel soft. I have a very carefully cultivated aesthetic of being dark and mysterious and untouchable, and I, you exist with your everything, and suddenly I'm thinking about holding hands and study dates and all sorts of disgusting romantic nonsense that I definitely don't want. Except I do want it. I want it so bad, it's actually pathetic. Do you know how many times I've imagined just sitting with you? Not even doing anything special, just existing in the same space without having to pretend I don't care. And the worst part is, I can't even properly hate you for it. Believe me, I've tried. I've made whole lists of your annoying qualities, like how you always hold doors open for people, how you remember everyone's names, and how you do that thing with your hair when you're nervous, and how you're genuinely good without trying to get anything from it. That's not even an annoying quality in this anymore, is it? It's just things I notice, things I love, like, things I like. As a friend who I think about constantly and whose hoodies I want to steal and whose hand I want to hold during scary movies, even though I'm not scared of anything except my own feelings and... Oh god, I'm in love with you. No, that's not... I didn't mean... that's not what I... You're smiling. Why are you smiling? This is horrible. This is a disaster. My reputation is ruined. I'm supposed to be intimidating, and now I'm just another silly person with feelings, and... You feel the same? That's impossible. I mean to you. I throw things at your head. I called you the human embodiment of a participation trophy last week. You thought it was creative? Oh my god, you're impossible. You're absolutely impossible, and I'm so stupidly in love with you. It's actually embarrassing. There, I said it. Properly this time. I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you for months, and it's been driving me crazy because feelings are terrible and inconvenient and actually kind of wonderful when you're looking at me like that. what happens now? Do we date? Is that what normal people do? I don't know how to be someone's girlfriend. I don't know how to be soft and sweet and... I can just be myself. Even the main parts. Even the parts that are scared of feelings and commitment and anything that could hurt. You're really gonna stay. Even though I am a disaster who expresses affection through light bullying and can't say I love you without having a small crisis. Okay. We can try this. But I'm still wearing all black. And I'm still gonna call you a nerd, and I'm probably gonna panic at least 3 more times before I get used to this whole feelings thing. But I really do love you. You're an absolute dork. No, don't you dare come closer. I'm serious. My eyeliner is probably a disaster, and I feel like my insides have been turned inside out, and I can't process being this close to you. My heart is beating so fast. I feel like a trapped bird trying to escape my ribs, and it's entirely your fault. So, stop moving. Okay, fine. You're here. You're right here, and you're not running away, and you're not laughing. You're just looking. And your hands are on my shoulders, and they're... so warm, I can feel it through my jacket, and that's not fair. That's a completely unfair advantage you have, being all soft and warm and solid and there. This is the part where you kiss me, because I should warn you, I might be terrible at it. Not that I haven't thought about it a lot, like an embarrassing amount. I just have mentally mapped out the exact angle of your jaw and the way you're curves and oh That's okay. That's happening. You weren't aware. You're kissing me. And I was wrong. I'm not terrible at it. Or maybe you are and we're terrible together, but it didn't feel terrible. It feels like my entire nervous system just short-circuited and rebooted in a new, better configuration. It feels like the first real, honest thing I've done in years. Your lips are softer than I imagined. Softer than anything has any right to be. And you taste like that stupid vanilla chapstick you always use, and I think I might be addicted to it now. I'm gonna have to steal it from you. Consider this your warning. Wait. Stop for a second. Just a second. I need to breathe. Need to make sure this is real, that you're real, that you actually want this, want me, because if this is some kind of pity kiss, I will actually set your all color-coded notes on fire. I'm not above arson. Look at me and tell me this is real. You're not gonna say it, are you? You're just gonna look at me with those stupid, sincere eyes and pull me back in. Fine, that's an acceptable answer. More than an acceptable answer. Your hands are in my hair now. Be careful, it's a nightmare to style. Actually, don't be careful. Ruin it. I want you to ruin it. I want to look completely wrecked tomorrow and have everyone know exactly. This jacket is stupid. Too many buckles. Help me with that. Or just... Yeah. Push it off my shoulders. Yeah, that's good. Your bed is stupidly comfortable, by the way. It's like sleeping on a cloud. I hate it. I'm never leaving. Your shirt is also stupid. I want it off. Now. Let me just... There. God. You have no right to have a body like that. It's obscenely nice, all defined and warm. And can I touch everywhere? Is that allowed? I'm just gonna assume it's allowed. Your skin is so hot. How are you so hot? It's infuriating. My boots. The laces are complicated, I know. Make them complicated on purpose. It's a defense mechanism. No one gets past the boots except you're getting past the boots. You're actually being gentle with them. You're treating my stupid and practical combat boots like they're something precious. Nobody does that. Nobody sees me like you do. It's terrifying. Keep going. There. Now we're even. Mostly. Your pants are way easier to get off than my entire ensemble, just so you know. Life isn't fair. Oh, okay. Wow, that's... We're really doing this. Not turning back now. I don't want to turn back. I want to be here with you like this. Hold your hands on me and with your mouth on my neck. And I want to forget my own name. Make me forget my name. You're being too slow, too careful. I'm not made of glass. I won't break. I might scream, but I won't break. So stop treating me like I'm some delicate thing you have to handle with kid gloves. I don't want kid gloves. I want you. All of you. All right now, please. I'm asking. I'm begging. Don't make me say it again. Yes, like that. Exactly like that. Oh, God. Yes, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Your name. I want to say your name. It feels different now. It feels like it belongs to me too. It feels like it's yours and mine and ours, and I've never felt anything like this in my entire life. It's like my body is singing a song I didn't even know the words to. And you're the one conducting it. You're everywhere in my head, under my skin, deep inside me. And that's where you're supposed to be. I love you. I'm saying it again. I love you. I love you. I love the way you feel, the way you smell. The stupid, patient look on your face when I'm ranting. I love the way you're moving right now. I love everything. I'm yours. I'm completely, utterly, ridiculously yours. And if you tell anyone I said that, I'll deny it. But right now, in the stupidly soft bed, in your stupidly clean room, I'm all yours. Don't let go. When this is over, just hold me, okay? I promise you'll hold me. Even if I try to squirm away, just keep holding on. Fuck. Oh, yes, right there, right there. I'm coming. I'm gonna come. Yes. Fuck.